I'm James Herson, and this is Herson on Hollywood. McCartney, Elton, and Rush. Paul McCartney showed an astounding lack of class when, while being the first non-American to be awarded a Gershwin Prize, he hurled a cheap shot at former President George W. Bush. McCartney was at the Obama White House to receive his honor when he commented, quote, "After the last 8 years, it's great to have a president who knows where the library is," close quote. Now GOP Minority Leader John Boehner is demanding that Sir Paul publicly apologize for the dubious conduct, which, to say the least, is unbefitting a knight or a beetle, when he's talking about an American president whose wife is a librarian. Jerry Seinfeld, who was standing next to Paul when he made the Bush-bashing crack, had an expression on his face that suggested he may have wanted to cork the walrus's mouth before the rotten joke flew out. Meanwhile, President Obama is spending his time giving prizes away to aging rockers while the environmental disaster in the Gulf drags on and on and on. On a sweeter note, not only did Rush Limbaugh get married this past weekend in a semi-secret ceremony, the reception entertainment was provided by, well, another ideologically challenged British rocker, Elton John. Now, Sir Elton is no devoted dittohead, but he was paid $1 million for the performance. Hopefully, Rush and Elton will influence each other for the better. John could use some of that patented conservative soul that Rush exudes, and Rush could use a pair of oversized sunglasses. Rush married longtime girlfriend Catherine Rogers at the Breakers. Karl Rove, Rudy Giuliani, and Sean Hannity were among the gathering of friends and relatives. In reporting on the story, though, the mainstream media have been their usual snarky selves. Rush's previous marriages have saturated the coverage, and so, too, have predictions of a dire future for the newlyweds. What is hardly ever mentioned in the press, though, is that before Rush was let go from his gig back in the 1970s as a Pittsburgh radio station DJ, he was told by management that he would never make it as an on-air talent and that he should consider going into sales. He proved his critics wrong then and will no doubt prove the elite press wrong again. Congrats and best wishes to Rush and Catherine. For Herson on Hollywood, that's a wrap.